What is up, listeners? I hope all of you are doing extremely well. I'm Anuj and I'm back with a fresh new episode of the Bike Wale Podcast, your one and only riding and two-wheelers related audio show. Firstly, we hope you all found our last week's episode useful, in which me and Neil discussed how to go about buying a used two-wheeler. You know, it could be a little complicated as compared to buying a brand new bike or scooter. However, if done correctly, you may land up a pretty good deal. So if you're planning to bring home a used two-wheeler anytime soon, do not forget to listen to the previous episode. Now, moving on to our today's topic, monsoon has begun in most parts of India. And isn't it soothing to sit by the window, sipping hot coffee and enjoying the rain? But what if we were to tell you that it would be even more fun to hop on your motorcycle that's parked in your garage and set out on a nice ride? Now, some of you may say that, isn't it risky, dangerous? Well, it is. But we believe if you do it the right way with right techniques, it could turn out to be too much fun. And that's what we are here to talk about, the right techniques to ride in the monsoon. And joining me for this discussion is my colleague Pratik. Hi, Pratik. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Hey, Anuj. Thank you for having me.
I must tell my listeners that Pratik has been riding for more than a decade now. And he's been into motoring journalism for 9 years. And he loves to take the beaten path on his bikes and explore new places. Most importantly, he's a firm believer of the saying, if you don't ride in the rain, you don't ride. Am I right, Pratik?
That's completely true, Anuj. From my experience, what I've learned is, you know, the best time to explore a country like India is during monsoon. And I've been lucky enough to, you know, have a motorcycle and also my experience to explore some really, really good parts of Maharashtra where I live. So, yes, if you don't ride in the rain, you don't ride at all. That's what I firmly believe in.
That's absolutely true. And so moving on to our topic, first, let's talk why this discussion is so important. As we know, many people are so scared of riding in the rain that they try to refrain themselves from riding as much as possible. Or either I know some people who just cover up their bikes throughout the monsoon and take it out as soon as the season is over. But if I take my personal example, I haven't had many good experiences in the monsoon in the initial days of my riding. But as I started trying to apply some techniques, I tried to improve my skills. Now the fear quotient has gone down drastically and now I've actually started enjoying it. So that's my thing. What do you have to say about on this, Pratik? What significance has rain played in your riding?
So Anuj, in India, we have almost 4 to 5 months of monsoon, right? At least where we live, correct? So say from June all the way till July and maybe sometimes till June till November, right? So we have to, you know, kind of think that we can't get away from this. We have to make sure that riding in the rain is part of our everyday life, right? And for example, see, two-wheelers, it's so accessible, right? Not everyone can own cars, two-wheelers, but everyone can during the current, the kind of, you know, affordability we have in India and the kind of disposable income people have, right? People want to own motorcycles and scooters and they are. So for these set of people, like, which also includes us, right? There is no other point, right? We have to use our motorcycles either to commute from one point to another, or maybe, you know, use that for commercial purpose. So we can't really get away from not riding in the monsoon. So, but it's actually, you know, what I do in my experiences, right? You know, monsoon, right? We really can't, I'll give you an example that, you know, monsoon is obviously, riding in monsoon is slightly more dangerous or slightly more difficult than the normal days, right? Be it winter or summer. So I always believe that, you know, something is bound to go wrong. So when I start, you know, using that approach, that, you know, eventually I might, you know, fall down or, you know, might, get into an accident. So when I think that way, I automatically, the way I ride, it completely changes. You know, so for example, if I'm riding, at 60 kilometer per hour during normal days, I would, you know, come down to say 35 to 40, because I know it's monsoon, and in a place like India, anything can happen anytime. So it's just better to just be careful all the time. There is no way we, you know, I don't think so. Everyone should say that, you know, it's raining, I'm not going to ride down. It's next to impossible. We still have to commute to work, right? We still have to do our daily chores and, you know, we still have to do our various other activities. So we have to accept the fact that something might go wrong. And if you take that approach, automatically you become very conscious when it comes to riding. So that is what I have been applying over the last few years.
Okay, Pratik. I think, I'm sure that everyone relates to all that you have said. We all face that kind of problems. But now talking about problems, what are the actual main technical problems that you face while riding? First, according to me, is low visibility. As heavy the rain, it depends on how heavy the rain is. If it's too heavy, then your distinct visibility hampers to a great extent. And you might not see the oncoming traffic, the vehicles, the street signs, the speed bumps, animals, which happens to be one of the main concerns in India. And another thing is your helmet also. You have helmet. People like me wear glasses. So there are n number of issues that hamper your visibility. That I think is one of the main problems while riding in the rain, which most of the people find it hard to tackle. And there's one more very important thing. And what do you think, Pratik, it is?
I think the traction, right, during monsoon, it reduces drastically the overall traction level, right? And unfortunately, we are a country where we really don't take care of our vehicles. Just being honest, when I say we don't take care of vehicles, like I'm talking about the maintenance of chains. But during monsoon, we have to make sure that we keep a check on the tire pressure, right? So if we don't have the right tire pressure, I don't think so we're going to get the exact kind of traction or the right experience we want to or we should be having, right? So for example, if you are going 20 to 30% above the recommended tire pressure, obviously you're going to have a lot of problem, especially riding in the rain. And and unfortunately, if you go through, you know, a place where, you know, there's a lot of water, you know, stuck in some road or, you know, things like that, it will be a big problem. You might end up, you know, either crashing or maybe lose balance and, you know, you never know what happens next. And obviously, if you're under pressure, you know, if your tire, obviously, you will have the surface area of the tire is being more exposed to that road. But again, it's not recommended to do that because firstly, you're going to damage the tire. And if you damage the tire, eventually something bad might happen when you're riding on the road. So yeah, the traction, low traction is extremely important during riding in the monsoon. But we have to make sure that the condition of the tires are really good, and we are keeping our motorcycles and scooters maintaining it in a good way.
Correct. So these were the two main issues that come with rain, and there are multiple other things which people need to think about and take care of. But low visibility and low traction are two main things which pose a threat to safe riding. And now let's talk about the techniques which you should be applying to be safe and to be smooth. And the first technique, according to me, is proper braking. Now, when I say proper braking, it's obvious that when you apply the brakes, the bike is going to stop. But how safe you will be after applying the brakes in monsoon depends on how you do it, how smoothly or how gradually or how progressively you do it. So I'll firstly talk about non-ABS bikes, because ABS bikes happen to be much safer. Non-ABS bikes, their wheels lock up and your tire goes on sliding, and you might not stop in time and you might crash in the obstacle that is in front of you. So it's always better to apply the brake gradually. If you usually do with say four fingers, I'm talking about the front brake, make it down to two. Apply only two fingers to apply the brake. And even with your leg movement, the rear locks up quite easily. In monsoon, actually both wheels lock up quite easily, but when you are applying the rear, it goes on sliding, which might be fun for most people, but it hampers your braking distance also. So that's one, be gradual. progressive and apply both brakes. That really decreases your braking distance by a big margin as compared to if you apply only one of the brakes, either front or rear. So that was one about non-ABS bikes. Pratik, what do you think should people do with single channel or dual channel ABS or say combi braking? Multiple setups are there.
So Anuj, see, luckily now we have, you know, a couple of years ago, we used to have motorcycles and scooters. We just, you know, the regular brake setup. Now, thanks to the government, we have some really good norms that have come, like with the ABS, right? 125cc and above. So that's why we have single channel, dual channel, and also now CBS was anyways part of the system for many years ago. So what I do when I'm riding a single channel ABS motorcycle is basically, you know, firstly, I need to first understand my motorcycle really well, because the brake pressure, the way the lever, you know, the reach to the lever is different for every motorcycle we test, right? So it's important to first understand how the braking system works in a motorcycle. So in case of single channel ABS, I will make sure that, you know, how I will basically understand the reach of the lever and how does it apply. So in, for example, like single channel ABS, right, the ABS is just on the front wheel. So while riding in the rain, right, it's extremely important to use both the brakes, the front and the rear. But what I do is, depending on the speed, right, for example, if I'm doing low speed ride, I would obviously focus a lot more on the rear, because I don't really need to, you know, I don't need to stop very quickly or, you know, do a panic brake. So if I'm doing a low speed ride, I will focus a lot on the rear ABS, so the rear brake. And in case I'm riding a little faster, maybe the highway or something, and in case I have to stop, it's obviously I will focus more on the front brake rather than the rear, because I need a better stopping power, which obviously the front brake will offer. But here the catch is, in case of panic brake, right, the ABS system is basically, it basically makes sure that, you know, your wheel doesn't lock. But during monsoon, what happens is, you know, when you're applying a front brake, if you go a little overboard, you know, that feeling of front locking up, you know, you understand that. And during normal dry days, it's fine. But when you're riding in the rain, when the tarmac or when the cement road is wet, you might feel that, you know, the front is washing out. And that feeling is extremely, I think everyone should understand that feeling, because then you will be able to avoid that in the future. So the idea here is to have an equal balance of rear and front brake. And the reason I'm saying is that, because in case of when you have that feeling, you might feel that, you know, you might panic and, you know, end up falling down, right? So in case of single channel ABS, I think it's equally important to find the right balance by understanding your motorcycle and the brakes. In case of dual channel ABS, I think it's fairly simple. You have ABS at the rear wheel, but here as well, you have to make sure that you have, you know, you have to use both the levers equally, depending on the kind of speed and depending upon the terrain you're riding on. So I think once you understand how your motorcycle works, how the brakes are, you will definitely find it very, very easy riding your motorcycle during monsoon, and also, you know, using the exact brake amount.
Right, right. Actually, so when we talk about combi braking system, not many people may have noticed this if they don't ride a bike or scooter with CBS. But I own an Activa 5G, so I know how good that braking setup is. Although it's cheaper as compared to ABS, but may it be in wet, if you apply the rear brake, the front automatically is applied to some extent. And that is one of the best ways to brake. And my Activa's wheels barely lock up. And that's a very safe braking setup, I must say. And so moving on, the next point that I think plays a very important role is throttle control, if you will. It's very, just like brakes, it's very important to be gradual with your throttle inputs. Now, this might not be a very big problem with smaller bikes, but bigger displacement bikes which have more torque, it might be a problem for them. If you are, say, leaning into corner or if you're even normal turn, and if you give the throttle too aggressively, the rear wheel spins and that might result in a fall. But when it comes to smaller bikes, this thing can be a problem when the surface is, as we talked about the traction, when the surface doesn't have too much grip. These are surfaces like, you can say, road paints, the manhole covers, the cemented area, or you can say the oil spilled area. On such surfaces, if you give too much throttle too aggressively, even on smaller bikes, you may end up, you know, spinning your wheel, and that might result in a fall. So it's very important to be gradual with the throttle. And one of the things which many riders know and relate to is that you should hold your throttle like a doorknob, like how you hold a doorknob. So you are not applying complete hard pressure of your palm on the throttle. So that helps you in gradually and linearly giving the throttle. And so now, as I said about, you know, oil spill or some low traction area like painted lines or manhole covers. Now, how to tackle these things if you suddenly happen to come across them? Pratik, what do you think? How should people tackle these obstacles which have low traction?
So this actually is basically, it's extremely important. People tend to forget how important this aspect is. It's all about the vision. You know, in motorcycles, or be it, even if you're driving, you have to make sure that you look at the right place, because that is how your body system is connected. Like, for example, what I've learned during my off-road training or various off-road expeditions is basically, you know, if you look at certain points, you will make sure that you will reach that point. So in case of real life as well, right, if you're riding in on the road, for example, say, for example, during my daily commute, I encountered this set of place where they're doing construction work. So I know for sure there'll be mud, there'll be gravel, and there is definitely going to be oil spill because it's a national highway and there are a lot of commercial vehicle movement. So what I do is I make sure that, you know, I look at the right place. I know for the fact that if I'm riding on the extreme left side of the road, I will encounter some kind of oil spill, right? So I will make sure that I'm riding on the extreme right side of that road, because, you know, oil spill is something, especially for two-wheelers, is going to be a little dangerous, right? You might fall off, or, you know, or maybe, you know, more things might happen. And that's one aspect. The other thing is obviously the vision is basically when you're riding over tackling puddles during monsoon. What happens is, you know, during monsoon, the first, let's be honest, the roads in India is not in great shape, and yeah, it goes into a terrible mode during monsoon. So there are bound to be lot of puddles, right? So again, so you have to make sure that, you know, if you're riding down, especially, for example, if there's no one on the road, it's, you're the only one. So it's easy for you to see that that patch of road, and you can usually, you know, turn, take a, you basically avoid that exact, you know, that puddle or pothole, right? It's easier for you to do that. But if you're riding in the city, especially say, for example, if you take Western Express Highway in Mumbai, make sure that you keep your vision so into that. Basically, you have to make sure that you're looking not at the car in front of you. You have to make sure that you're looking, at the car which is ahead of that car, because in case that car is slowing down, you might get a feeling that why is that car slowing down, right? So you will know that there is something. They're trying to tackle a puddle or, you know, or a pothole. So it gives you enough time to, you know, to react to that way. And that is only possible if your vision is right. Like if you continue to look at the car right in front of you, you don't know what's going to happen next. And within a few seconds, your front wheel might end up in that puddle or pothole, and, you know, it might either damage your wheels or the suspension, or maybe even damage the rider in some cases. So without vision, if you don't have the right vision, it's little difficult to ride in the monsoon. I mean, that is what my experience is.
Yeah, actually, I had experienced this importance of vision on when I'd been to the racetrack. So on public roads, you might not be able to gauge the importance of it, or you might tend to ignore it. But when you go to a racetrack, and I don't know how many people would be willing to go or get a chance to, but I was fortunate enough, and I had come to know this value and this importance, or the trick that vision plays. So very rightly Pratik said that its vision is very important. You just should look at the surface through which you want to go, and not the obstacle. And the next thing which I feel is very important is keeping a safe distance. Now, if you usually keep a distance of say 15 to 20 meters during while riding in dry season, you should increase it to say 30 or 40 meters. That will give you enough time to firstly break, because as we just talked about, braking distance increases in the wet. So you get enough room to break and stop if you encounter an obstacle in front of you. Another thing is even if you are not following the vehicle, if you're not keeping the safe distance, if you are following too closely, what happens is you might suddenly see a puddle which the car guy had passed, but you come across it and now you might have to go through it, which could turn into a dangerous thing. But I'll also tell you what to do in such scenario. If you see a puddle or say a manhole cover or say oil spill. So let's talk about puddle and say manhole covers. If you encounter it suddenly, you should not be doing panic braking. That is one of the worst things you can do. What you can do is just throttle it more. Doing that releases, decompresses your suspension and you get better travel. And you can just pass through that hurdle smoothly and safely. And so that was about keeping the safe distance. And there is one more fifth very important aspect, which I think Pratik will explain you guys better.
So the fifth, and this is also one of the most important things we should know, is especially during riding the monsoon, is you have to make sure you as a rider, you're visible to other vehicles. When I say other vehicles, it could be other two-wheelers, it could be cars, it could be commercial vehicles, or it could be even huge trucks if you're riding often on highways, right? Because what happens is there are two things. One, obviously, when you're riding at night and during monsoon, it's dark, so the visibility is extremely low. And secondly, I tend to ride a lot during rains. When I say rains, basically it's raining really, really heavily. And so the visibility there as well, it goes for a toss. So one of the reasons I enjoy riding in the rains, heavy rains, because the road is usually less traffic compared to the usual time. That's why I really try to make sure I commute during those times. But even then, I make sure that I do a couple of things to be visible on the road. And firstly, is obviously, I keep the headlamps on. And thanks to the new AHO auto headlamp on function, it's mandatory for all the vehicles to have. So all the new vehicles they come with AHO, right? So it's for the guys who've recently purchased, you're sorted. But the guys who are listening to us who own motorcycle that is 5 years or 10 years old, just make sure that you keep your headlamp on. By doing that, you have some kind of light going from your body and from your motorcycle, right? So, and that basically people coming from, say, from the front side or even from the rear, because your tail lamp also comes on, they will know there is something in front of them or at the back, because that will give them an opportunity to, either slow down or be a little careful while overtaking. So that's one of the, so if you are not visible to others, it might result, for them to be a little, careless with their throttle and the steering, right? So it's a very easy task to do. Just keep your headlamp on and just be visible to others. The other way you can do is basically wear something really bright. If you're wearing a jacket, make sure you have either a fluorescent jacket or wear something like a fluorescent raincoat. And if you're not wearing any of those, make sure you have a t-shirt that's bright enough, so that people can actually see, there is someone right in front of them. So these are like simple hacks that can be used while riding in the rain. And trust me, it makes a huge difference, when you are visible to others on the road.
Yeah, right, Pratik. So this is actually a very basic thing, but people tend to forget this while riding because there is so much happening while you are riding in the monsoon. You have to pay attention to brakes, to your throttle and all that we talked about, to the other vehicles on the road that you tend to ignore. If your bike is old, you don't turn on the headlamp, but it is very important. And choosing the right color of raincoat or some markings that it has reflecting properties That always helps. So these were five main techniques that you should be keeping in mind while riding in the rain. And if I have to give you an overview once again, that it's braking, throttle, vision, keeping distance, proper distance, and being visible to others. And to add something here, I want to say to people that avoid riding in the first few rains, say the first week of monsoon, because all the mud or muck, whatever is accumulated beside the road, that gets washed up on the road and it makes the surface way too slippery. And after say 4-5 rains, it will actually get cleared up. So that's one thing. And from my personal experience, I'll tell you this, that do not be afraid to ride in the rain, because since it is so challenging, it will improve your riding skill to a huge extent. And it will make you smoother. It will help you to understand how to, you know, tackle the emergency situations that you might come across, not only in wet, but also during the dry season. What do you have to say about this, Pratik? Doesn't it improve your riding skill to a huge extent?
Oh, it does. It does a lot. In fact, what happens during such time is basically, if you don't really care about all these aspects, you know, you are not really, you know, you don't build up enough confidence to ride in the rain. So I think you're absolutely right about these aspects. And I think everyone should follow these simple, basic things, because like I said in the beginning of this video, this podcast, you can't really stop riding, right? In fact, I have a few friends who stop riding in the rain completely and, you know, travel in the car because, you know, they find that more comfortable. But I think everyone can overcome this by, you know, this thing of that, you know, it's dangerous to ride in the rain. But if you follow this simple aspects, if you follow this simple advice, it's you will find riding in the rain a lot more fun than you think.
Absolutely, Pratik. So Pratik, thank you so much. We are approaching towards the end of the episode. So that's all for this week, guys. Hope you find this podcast very useful, and you do not fear to ride in the rain. You just go out and explore your skills, explore what your bike does in what situation. And do let us know if you've liked this episode by writing into us at podcast@bikewale.com. You can also reach out to us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And do not hesitate to put up your request for a topic you want us to discuss. And so see you next week. Be safe and ride safe.